choose the right media. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father, my gospel standards. Every day you have choices. What should I read? What should I watch? What should I listen to? What should I play? Choices. Go. It is uplifting and it helps me feel good inside. It helps me feel safe. It's interesting. It's teaching me good things. It helps me want to obey Heavenly Father's commandments. It gives me good ideas and inspires me to do good things. I wouldn't mind if my parents or siblings were reading, watching, or listening to it. I know it's appropriate. I feel it's pleasing to Heavenly Father. Stop. It has swearing or crude words. It shows or talks about violence. It shows or talks about breaking Heavenly Father's commandments. It makes me feel dull, tired, or like I'm wasting my time. It makes me think it would be okay to do wrong things. It makes me feel uncomfortable, nervous, scared, or mad. I'm not sure if it's something I should read, watch, or listen to. I wouldn't want my parents or siblings to know I'm reading, watching, or listening to it. So how do you decide? Pay attention to your feelings. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Put this checklist by your TV, computer, or MP3 player. If you have any checks on the stop list, it's time to turn it off, put it down, and walk away.
A special scripture. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Wherefore, I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore, ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. Moroni chapter 7, verse 16. Oh no! Sometimes you can make a bad media choice, either by accident or because you are unwise. When this happens, don't panic. Here are some things you can do. 1. Say a prayer asking Heavenly Father to forgive you if you did it on purpose and help you feel better. 2. Tell a parent about what happened and ask for help. 3. You can also listen to, play, or sing a favorite primary song. Read a story from the friend or from the scriptures. Change the scene, go play outside, or do something helpful for a friend or family member. Some great choices. Listen to or watch scripture stories at scripturestories.lds.org. Watch videos and listen to music at lds.org/friend and lds.org/youth. Download music from lds.org/youth. And of course, read The Friend.
Turning it off. One day, I was playing a good, fun game on the internet. Then I noticed that the website I was on was advertising games with blood and gore. I had an uncomfortable feeling, so I exited the website. Later, I found the same game on a different website that did not advertise bad games. I felt way better after I turned off the website advertising bad games. I am glad I have the gift of the Holy Ghost so I can be protected and comforted. I am glad the Holy Ghost helps me make good choices. Renton O., age 10, Utah.
Standing up for values. While I was at my friend's birthday party, we were voting on movies to watch. There were 2 out of the 5 that I knew I shouldn't watch. I told my friend that I didn't want to watch those 2 movies. She wasn't very happy about that, but she did respect my values. We ended up watching a movie that I felt was appropriate. I am glad I have the gospel standard to follow. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. Caitlin M., age 11, Washington. End of the article. Choose the right media.